welcome to the inaugural edition of the Little Guys Home Technology Podcast. We're coming to you today on September 24th, 2015, from 191st and LaGrange Road, where Mokena meets I-80. That's at the Little Guys store. Yes, we actually have a store you can come and visit. And the store is open.
The store is open Monday through Thursday from 10 until 6, Friday and Saturday from 10 until 5, and we're closed on Sundays. And I would like to mention that Mokena, Illinois, is in Illinois, and it is a suburb of Chicago.
There you go. South suburb.
Southwest.
Southwest. There you go. And by the way, I'm David.
And I'm Evie.
And we are co-owners of the Little Guys and just part of the Little Guys family. So, all right. It's been almost a year since we did our last radio broadcast on WLS.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And so much has changed or advanced in the world of home technology. Not just completely changed, but things have gotten so much better, at least from a performance perspective. 4K television has become really awesome. I mean, it was really good before, but it's really awesome at this point. LED TVs that look as good or better than plasma sets because of 4K.
I mean, right. It helped us get over the loss of plasma. That's for sure.
That's absolutely for sure. Some of the other changes, available internet speeds to all of us at home, they've probably doubled, at least doubled, for most of us since we were on the air just a year ago.
There's so many more people that are streaming and downloading as opposed to just watching cable or satellite or TV that it was necessary and... they're going to find huge improvements in their
So part
speeds.
Two of that, of course, is making the network in the home significantly better. And that's gotten, at least we've gotten way better at that. We can create high-performance networks at a reasonable cost that truly make internet streaming enjoyable. No more buffering Netflix, where you can actually enjoy and take advantage of some of the high-performance streaming capabilities in both music and movies. As well as just moving data around the house, if that's what you choose to do. New speakers from Golden Ear. The Sandy Gross guy never sleeps. He is one of the most innovative and successful, I think, innovators in the audio industry. He keeps coming up with stuff that's new, and what's amazing about the stuff that he comes up with is it's value based. It's not just build a high-end subwoofer or a high-end tower speaker and, price is no object. Just make it sound as good as we can. It's let's keep price an object. Let's make it reasonable and make it unbelievably high performance.
Right. I mean, he just never saw any reason that it had to be super high priced. And I think that's been his goal over all these years is to make affordable, high-end sounding speakers.
He's just really good at it. Dolby has come out with Dolby Atmos, and that's become a little more mainstream. It's available in almost all the receivers and processors that we're selling today, and frankly makes a significant difference in enjoying surround sound in home theater.
There's no question about that.
I mean, do people even know that they're going to the movie theater and enjoying Dolby Atmos?
I'm sure that they probably can't quite pinpoint what the difference is, but I'm sure that they are experiencing a better sound.
And then streaming music. As not only is it even easier today than it was because the interfaces have gotten better, but the performance level has gotten better with companies like Tidal coming along who are offering high-resolution music and ease of access. So there's not much you can't get at the touch of a fingertip. And enjoy now in high resolution. So those are some of the topics we hope to get to in today's podcast. We'll get to as many as we can, and what we don't get to, we'll do in the next podcast.
Sounds good.
Which won't be the inaugural, but it'll be the second podcast of our podcasting careers.
All right.
So where do you want to start? And before we start, I have to mention the Little Guys are always accessible at www.thelittleguys.com. The website is up and running. It's really good. The only thing missing on this website as of today is a really nice product section, and I assure you we are working as hard as we possibly can to try to make that situation better. It's just coming soon is all we can say. We are trying our best to get you products listed on the website, specific products, that is.
Yeah, we hated our old website. We really did. And we worked really hard to make this website as informational as we possibly could. And, you know, while all our brands are listed and you might see a few things in there, when we get the whole product section going, then you'll know everything that we carry.
Yeah, it'll be even better. And a lot of great pictures, a lot of great ideas, a lot of just a good information. There's some nice videos, things you can do on the website. So check that out. It's thelittleguys.com. All right, so let's delve into this 4K television thing. The first thing we hear from people is, I don't want 4K because
there's no 4K content. Yeah. Right. Well, actually, now there is, right? Isn't Netflix?
There is some 4K content, a little bit of 4K. From their perspective, there's not a lot of it.
But we wouldn't be selling so many 4K TVs if people couldn't see the difference. And it's a huge improvement in the picture. We were just watching a game last night. It's like, oh my, wow, look at that picture. Right. That's incredible. I mean, for me to say that after experiencing 4K for over a year, that's really saying something. And especially in sports, I think you're seeing a lot of them using 4K cameras, even though the broadcast is not in 4K. So you're seeing an even better picture.
You're starting with a better base to work from. And really, you are watching 4K because every signal that comes into the set is upconverted to 4K for you to watch and enjoy. And what are the upsides? The detail and the sharpness is amazing. You can sit much closer to a bigger set because instead of a million pixels or little dots making up the picture, there's 4 million little pixels making up the picture. So they're smaller and less edgy and less grainy and just truly amazing. And especially, I think we owe a special thank, and it's weird to thank a company who's making money because of a product they make, but we owe a special thanks to Sony, who is, you know, I'm not sure whether in their 10th or 11th or 12th generation 4K stuff.
They're definitely the leader in 4K.
Look what they did. They did the 4K projectors in probably 70% of the movie theaters throughout the world. They've been making 4K films. They record in 4K. They do the movies. They create the movies, Sony, a lot of them. They do the theaters. They do the home stuff, the home projectors, the home TVs. And all that technology comes down to these chips and processors that are built into today's 4K TVs. And it's just amazing. I mean, it truly is amazing. And from the first 4K TV, which was excellent, to the 4K TV today, there's even a substantial difference. And of course, there are some cheap or promo 4K TVs out in the marketplace by these off brands that just don't look very good or give a they misrepresent what 4K can really do because the picture just isn't that great. The quality of the video processing isn't good. The color isn't accurate. You know, those kind of things. But the reality is, set up correctly and done right, a good 4K television, whether it's Sony or Samsung or LG, all of these companies can just, it's good product. I mean, it's really well built and well designed and well engineered. The cool thing about Sony is they've stayed focused on the higher end or the higher performance stuff and let the little kind of cheap promotional stuff go away, which is actually a good thing for us, at least. I got a call yesterday from an old friend who just a month ago called to say that his Mitsubishi big screen finally died. And, you know, people who had those old Mits, especially he had a Mits Diamond, CRT rear projection screen, were used to, years ago, a really good picture, right? It was sharp, it was detailed, there were no motion issues, nothing. It was just a good picture.
It was the absolute best at the time.
Right. And he number one, he was depressed because he thought the TV would last the rest of his life. He never thought he was going to have to buy another one. And number two, he was depressed because he likes to be depressed. But the reality is, I calmed him down, and we went through it, and I explained to him about 4K, and in the meantime, since he called yesterday, we had brought him a new 65-inch 4K Sony, set it up on a nice stand. He got a bigger TV than he had before. He had a 55 before. He was able to fit in a 65 because you don't have that big wood box around it. So you can have even a bigger TV than you had before in the same space. And the call yesterday was, oh, my God, I can't believe what a difference it makes, how much better this is. The whole family is sitting around watching it. His comment was, I love this TV so much, I even watch it, just catch myself staring at it when it's not on. He said, it's just over-the-top, amazing performance. And believe me, he would not have called if he wasn't sincere and didn't mean everything he said. I mean, it was great, and it's great to hear it, and we hear it all the time. Yeah, we're talking people into a little bigger TV than they had originally thought about going with, because you can, number one, physically fit it in, and number two, you can sit closer to a bigger image. And, you know, we know sound is the most important thing, but a bigger image is always nice.
Sure, anything that can make you feel like you're at the movies or be more immersed in what's going on, people want that.
And the more advanced XBRs and premium Samsung sets and LG, and we'll talk about LG's kind of little unique difference that they have to offer, those sets have better processors. And better processors isn't something you can really look at a spec or a number, but they make more colors available. Some TVs go to school with 12 crayons in a box. Some TVs go to school with 24 crayons in a box. And of course, in the Sony XBRs and their premium sets, they're going to school with 124 crayons in a box, or whatever the big box was. I don't remember. It was 64, I think, actually, was the big crayon box. And you know what I mean. There's just more colors. There's more available, and things are sharper. I mean, whether you're a White Sox fan and you want the black uniforms to be black, or you're a Cubs fan and you want blue to be really blue, if it's Coke can red, it's red. It's the way it's supposed to be. The accuracy is, it's over the top amazing. And it's so enjoyable. It's so nice to sit back and watch it. And, you know, we all had the little 3D interruption in our TV selling lives or whatever, that, you know, 3D, do you get it, do you not get it, do I want it, I don't really like it, I don't care, you know, all that kind of stuff. We're going to just push that to the side. We're not even going to talk about it, but it looks 3D. I mean, that people look like characters inside of a box moving around. It's that real. It can be that real if it's set up correctly. It's just a great experience. So 4K television, more commonplace. In fact, every TV we have on display is 4K, from 40-inch all the way up to, on display, 75-inch, and with projectors, 130-inch.
You seem to have forgotten about the 85-inch Sony.
Oh, 85-inch. Oh, thanks. How did I do that? Not only did I almost forget about it, but the 85-inch Sony TV, which was originally a $25,000 absolute best-in-class television, that set has been reduced as of October 1st, so I may have jumped the gun a little here, but that's okay.
By the time this gets out, it will be October 1st.
To $15,000. So for $15,000, you can have the best 85-inch set. Are there some cheaper 85-inch TVs out there? For sure there is. Is there a TV that looks better than this one? I haven't seen it. It is in a class of its own, that's for sure. So
no, and you know, I should mention that consumers need to be careful when they're out shopping for a 4K set, because the big box stores have 4K content running on a computerized thing that, you know, sort of makes everything look right. And the color really, the picture is super bright, really pops out at you. Nobody is in these stores for a really long time. If they sat there watching the TV for 10, 15 minutes, you know, their eyes would start hurting, they'd start getting a headache. Those TVs are all, they're all broadcasting the same thing, which is 4K content. And they're all on what we call flame mode, which is the brightest mode that a TV has. And really, that mode is made for big box stores.
No question. And one of the cool things about having our own store is that we don't have to do anything in the traditional way. So here you watch Comcast, and you'll watch over-the-air antenna, and you can watch Blu-ray. We'll show you the stuff that you'll actually be using when you get home. We can't have every service that's available. But between Comcast, over-the-air antenna, and Blu-ray, you'll be able to see the TVs and experience them so that you'll, when you get home, they're actually better because you're not amongst 8 million other TVs, and typically you don't have fluorescent lighting in your living room and, you know, that kind of a thing. But you'll actually experience the TV on real broadcast material, and you'll see the upconversion, and you'll understand exactly what we're talking about. All right, we want to go on to other topics, but real quick, we need to mention LG's OLED, which is organic LED display.
And it's organic because it's grown on a farm with no pesticides.
I knew there was a reason.
You want to explain what organic?
without going into the technical part of what an organic LED is, the important thing is that technology is being advanced by LG at this point. Sony and a couple of the other big companies have sort of decided to back burner the OLED stuff.
Right. It's not like they're not working on it, but they're not releasing it to the general public.
You got it. And LG has kind of pushed forward with it. And in today's world, made it more competitive. There is both a curved and a flat 65-inch and 55-inch LED, OLED television. You will know which one it is the minute you walk in the store, because it really does have amazing black level. I mean, stark black level, and amazing contrast and colors. Everybody forms their own opinion on which TV they like the best, which is why we put them all on display for people to see, because we all see a little different. But the LG OLED is certainly worth mentioning, and there'll be more on that as time goes on. But it is in its own right, taking the first step towards commonplacing what could be a more advanced technology, which is organic LEDs.
Right. And it is a lot pricier than the LED
sets. Than the average set.
But, you know, everything is when it
first comes out. But it's competitive with the best sets from these other guys.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's not overpriced, especially with the sale pricing. Now you can get a 65-inch OLED for $49.99 for $5,000, what was $8,000 to $12,000, you know, 8 months ago. So, pretty awesome, and something you should at least check out and experience. Maybe it's right for you, maybe it isn't, but you should at least see what it is.
Now, curved TV and flat screen TV, that's another subject.
Yeah, I was hoping to make that a whole separate podcast or whatever.
It could be.
You know, everybody has their own opinion, and we'll let you come into the store and experience both and kind of make your choice. The curve thing's worn down a little bit as Samsung has slowed down on a little bit of the advertising and promo on it. I mean, they pushed it hard for a while because they were the only ones really doing a lot of support with it. But everyone has their own opinion, so we'll let it get to that when the time
right.
comes.
I mean, an 85-inch or bigger curved TV,
kind of cool.
Probably cool. Right. But smaller than that, I don't know.
Well, let's jump to Golden Ear for a minute.
Okay.
You know, we've been selling Golden Ear speakers for, I just ran some reports, it's been 5 years now?
Has it really?
Do we have Golden Ear at the old store?
I don't think so.
Right.
But since they came out, I mean, absolutely, we signed up with them.
We're one of the first dealers to sign up.
Yeah.
And their products, again, value-oriented speakers. Yes, they fit in to today's lifestyle. They can be flat and hang on the wall. They can be on stands. There's some towers. But even the towers have very small footprints.
There's also in walls and in ceilings.
In walls, in ceilings, center channels, lefts, rights, LCRs. They just make some amazing speakers. They make a soundbar. So it's a left, center, right speaker with no amplification. So you still use a regular receiver. But it's all in one piece of hardware that mounts directly under the TV and looks like a traditional soundbar does.
And what Sandy's achieved in the sound capabilities of that alleged soundbar is just amazing.
They call it the array?
Right, a 3D array. You would think that you were listening to surround.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, not only is it distinctly left, center, and right as it should be, but it feels like there's stuff kind of coming around you on the sides a little bit. It's amazing. You also on display for people to check out and listen to, but it's a Golden Ear array, and there's two sizes. A little bit of it depends on, I suppose, the room. A little bit of it depends on budget, and a little bit of it depends on what size TV, so how does it look underneath it, and, you know, that kind of thing. So really cool product from him. There's some new Tritons, right? Isn't there some Triton sevens?
No, Triton fives. Triton fives are the newest tower speakers. So the Triton 1, 2s and threes all have powered woofers built in. The Triton 7 and 5 do not. Those are, you know, the typical tower speakers, because some people have objections to a woofer being built into a speaker.
There you go.
A powered woofer. So what does Sandy do then? Well, he makes the most fabulous subwoofer in the world that is not quite out yet, but we've had that. We've had the first one in our store for a little over a week, just to for consumers to check it out and see how they like
it. So it's the Golden Ear XXL?
Super Sub XXL.
Super Sub XXL. And it really does. Great for music. Great for movies. It's got impact. It's tight. It's clean. We originally set it up in a surround sound system and in a very difficult room and made it work all by itself. And you know how, well, maybe you don't know, but we love using two subs in a room as opposed to one for a lot of reasons. Again, another podcast. But this sub by itself held its own and really created some amazing impact and feel, as well as a tightness. It didn't have that artificial boominess that a lot of subs can have, where they take all the bass notes and make them one note and just go boom, boom, boom. Kind of like you pull up next to that car at the stoplight and you kind of feel the fenders shaking. It's not like that at all. It's real accurate bass reproduction. And then we took it and put it in the two-channel room. And when I say we, I mean Tom, who's our audio engineer and operations manager. And he tweaked it and played with it and played with it and got it and put it in the two-channel room. And now it's set up with a pair of Triton ones.
The Triton ones, which I was thinking, maybe somebody doesn't want a subwoofer with the Triton ones, but it's done amazing things for those speakers.
It's just a great add-on. So, and again, these things are on display where you can experience them in a real lifestyle situation, in a real home setting, and get an idea what it's actually going to do when you get it there. So that's Golden Ear, and also the in walls and in ceilings have advanced significantly as well. And there's actually a stereo in ceiling now, right?
Yes.
So if you're doing music throughout the house, and you have a room where a single speaker would be the right thing to do.
Right. Most often it's the bathroom, and it could be the laundry room where, you know, you don't need a lot of coverage. One speaker will take care of it as long as it's a stereo.
Going
speaker.
Down the hallway, whatever.
Right.
And, a lot of good applications for that. Golden Ear, again, we are so proud to carry this line, this group of speakers. Click on Golden Ear Technology on the web. Google it, check it out, and read the reviews.
You better plan on reading reviews for a week or longer, because every single thing that he's come out with, there's rave reviews about everything.
It's great stuff.
It is.
All right, let's talk about one of my absolute favorite new things that Dolby Atmos. And originally, I think everybody thought that Dolby Atmos was all about the effects of feeling and hearing sound above you, right? That it was just about creating another effect for sound that's above you. And it does that when you add the extra speakers. It can be up to 9.2 channels. But the real upside to Dolby Atmos is just how much better it can sound in every phase of Dolby listening, whether it's 5.1 or 7.1 or 7.2 or any of the surround sound effects. The detail that's achievable and the differences in performance are just, it's amazing. No longer is it, I have to be in the exact right sweet spot, or when they made the movie, and we should have Tom on to go into more detail about this at some point, but the fact that the movie was designed that it adjusts for your room, basically, to give maximum performance is exceptional. And what happens? You get better detail. The left's really in the left, and the right's really in the right, and the jet really flies over your head more precisely. When you really take Dolby Atmos out all the way and you use the effect speakers that are in the ceiling, that's over-the-top insane. It's so cool. I mean, it's all the effects. It's all the feel. You're totally engulfed in whatever is going on.
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, Dolby Atmos's claim to fame is the height sound. You know, that we humans hear things. We can hear when things are above us or next to us, behind us, all that kind of thing. So they're adding the height, which they didn't have before. And that is really cool. But then we ordered some Atmos, Dolby Atmos Blu-ray movies. And Tom hooked one up in a regular 5.1 theater. And I said, but I mean, we have an Atmos receiver in there, a receiver that's capable of processing the Atmos. But there were no in-ceiling speakers. There were no, you know, there was not that height speaker. I said, well, what's the point? He said, just go listen to it. It was amazing. It is really
amazing.
It's
so much more fun. Yeah. And you know, we use movies and television as an escape environment. We, you know, for that time that you're there, the rest of the world doesn't matter. You're not worried about bills and medical, and you're not worried about problems and issues. You go and you escape for an hour or 2 hours or 4 hours or all day if you can get away with it. And why not have it be as good as it can be? That's a no-brainer to me. And again, it's available in all of today's Integra receivers. It's in their processors. It just makes a big difference, and it just makes it even more enjoyable. Can we add the extra speakers and make it really awesome? Yes. And can we demo this for you? Can we let you actually experience it in the store? Absolutely. We have an Integra Golden Ear system set up with full blown Dolby Atmos, and it is over the top exceptional. You really got to come in and experience it, and it's not just movies, it's music as well, right? That Julio Iglesias thing, which I have to tell you, I wouldn't listen to a Julio Iglesias song.
I think it's
on a Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias.
I don't know one from the other. I know it's an Iglesias. I know that.
He's young.
I thought it was a shortstop for the Tigers. I don't know. So, what do I know? All I know is I wouldn't listen to that song because of, you know, right, my music hangups. I'm in the music time warp.
Well, and I'm not in the music time warp, but that's not normally my kind of music. But the first time I heard that, I fell in love with it.
The demo is incredible. It's so much fun, and it's kind of brought a spark or brought some life back into a little bit of the demos that we're doing. I mean, it's made it more fun to do demos again, kind of a thing. Not that the customers were bored with the demos, but we've been doing the same stereo and surround demos for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And this has brought a whole new aspect to it. So Dolby Atmos, you got to experience it. If you get to choose when you go to the movie theater, sometimes one theater is in Atmos and another one isn't, same movie. Do the Atmos one because you'll enjoy the experience a lot more.
Right. A lot of times it's in the bigger theater, the bigger screen. Yeah. If it's a couple bucks more, it's absolutely worth it.
Just like every technology, though, the producers of the movies, the people that are creating the effects, they're learning, too. They're figuring out what makes sense to put there and what doesn't. Well, you know, how to move things around, how to make it seem more real, more natural. And they've done a really good job. I think all their experience with learning, you know, how to get surround sound right in the first place, all that added to this extra kind of capability with Atmos has made a big difference.
Yes.
So, all right, Dolby Atmos. Streaming music. Not only is it easy to stream music and go get music and listen to whatever you want, whenever you want, wherever you want at this point, but the performance of that music has gotten significantly better. We've all lived through the experience of recording all of our music and putting it all on a hard drive somewhere, whether it's your phone or whether it's your computer, and recording, you know, ripping it the first time and then having to do it all over again because the first time we did it was just really cool and we didn't even think about the performance level of the recording. And the second time we realized, man, we put it into MP3 files. We squashed it and didn't make it sound good. And with today's streaming music services and access to our own hard drives and high-res music, there's some pretty amazing sounding digital music out there.
Right, and you know, some of the hardware now is capable of streaming that higher-res music where it wasn't necessarily in the past.
And I'm going to implore everybody to go on YouTube and find the Neil Young interviews talking about high-resolution music. He can explain it way better than I can. But my summary is, when a musician creates a song, and of course there's money involved, but when a musician creates a song, he wants to evoke emotion. He wants you
or
to,
she.
Or she. They want you to feel it. They want you to experience something. They want to literally create emotions and maybe make the hair on your arms stand up, or maybe make you cry, or maybe make you happy, or maybe make you laugh, or just sing along. But I assure you that you've never listened to a song that any of these artists have done that was being played back in an MP3 or extremely compressed format, and that made the hair on your arm stand up, or that they created that emotion, because it takes it out of there completely. It makes it go away, because you need the resolution. You need the detail. You'll actually hear things in the song that you won't hear the other way. I mean, when you compress the music, it does actually take stuff away. It makes a judgment and removes part of the information, and that information is the music. So, listen to the Neil Young interview. It's long, so you might have to break it up into two parts. It's about an hour or so, but it really is. It's a great expression from an artist of whether you like Neil Young music or not, from an artist of what they're trying to do and what they want. And having talked to several musicians who are about that, they talk about the same thing, that they want people to experience the music, just like movie people want the people to experience the movie, the video and the audio, the way they interpreted it, the way they created it. They want you to have that experience that they had. It's important. And you can't do it if you compress the audio. If the audio is compressed and you don't have the dynamic range, it just won't work. It doesn't do it.
You know, I think we've all gotten used to a lesser quality of music over the years. And you almost, you know, forget what it could sound like. Sort of like, you know, baked potatoes. If you take the time to bake potato in the oven, it's delicious. You can throw it in the microwave, you know, for a couple minutes, and it's good. But there's nothing like a potato that's baked in the oven.
Not like when my mom makes it?
No, not like when your mom makes it, because she burns it. She cooks the potato right out of
the
potato.
She puts an aluminum nail in the potato so that the skin gets crunchier and the inside's dried out. All right, anyway.
But you know what I mean.
I digress.
There's things that we've grabbed onto because of convenience that were, you know, a great convenience at the time. But slowly we sort of forget about what the old thing tasted like or sounded like. And you know, sometimes it's nice to revisit that.
I mean, the technology in general is evolving so fast, and we haven't even gotten into whole house music and audio and video distribution and HDMI and all the cool things you can do now, how easy it is to access it, all the different ways there are to do it, and the control systems. You know, over the top, we look back at some of the older control systems we put in that were 80 and 100,000 and 150,000, 300,000 for touch panels around the house and all these things or whatever. And in today's world with iPads and phones and the rest of it, you can do these systems for a fraction of the cost. They're probably more reliable than the old ones were. And it doesn't make the old ones bad. It's just that technology advances so quickly, where before you could create this technology and you knew it was going to be around for 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, easy. And in today's world, that cycle is so much faster. I mean, how long do you keep a computer in today's world? How often do you switch your phone? You know, those kind of things. It's just technology advances quicker. You have to be aware of what's going on and what the changes are. And you have to be able to keep up with it. Now, some of the advancements might be completely irrelevant to what you want to do and how you want to go through life. But at least you need to know what they are and make choices based on being aware of it. We focus in on it every day. We have guys that literally play with it and study it all the time. It's what they do so that we can stay ahead of the curve and keep you in the phase of just being taking advantage of the technology, not having to understand all the details and the hard parts of it to understand.
Well, the compressing of music was not done for evil purposes. It was because storage was larger and much more expensive. And as the years have gone by, storage has gotten very inexpensive and much smaller. So now there's room on these smaller devices to have the full-blown high resolution. And there's no reason not to do it now.
We're going to talk, obviously this was our first podcast, and we're going to go into details and explanations on as many of these things as we can. We'd love your emails, info@thelittleguys.com. Ask us a question. We'll answer your email, but we'll also, you know, read it during a podcast. We're going to do some of that. We're always available at the store. The Little Guy store is at 191st and LaGrange Road, where Mokena meets I-80 in the south suburbs of Chicago. The store's open Monday through Thursday, 10 until 6. Friday and Saturday, 10 until 5. We're closed on Sundays. We do go to people's homes and meet with them and go over their, you know, their houses and figure out things that we can do in their house to help take advantage of technology. We will meet with people just about wherever and whenever they want us to, or by appointment. And a lot of people ask, well, how can the little guys compete in today's marketplace? How can you guys, you know, why shouldn't I just go buy something at a big box store or whatever? And frankly, if it's a like product, if it's the same product as a Best Buy or a Costco or anybody, you know, major retailer like that has, we have it for the same price or less. We don't charge more for the same product. We're part of a national group called Home Technology Specialists of America. We work directly with a lot of the bigger manufacturers. We have a very special relationship with a lot of the bigger manufacturers, and we can be more than competitive on the pricing. But more important, yes, even more important than the pricing, is we understand the product, and we can make you aware of what the choices are. And maybe the high-performance version of that particular television or receiver or speaker or whatever network drive or router or modem, maybe it's not the right one for you in your specific application, or maybe it's just not, you know, in your reality. That's okay. You make a decision based on knowing all of the information. But the little guys not only can be competitive on pricing, but we have more knowledge, a lot more experience, and of course, better results. So we're just flat out better at it than a lot of the people that are out there. And we will focus our attention on getting you a high performance result.
And the fact that we're a family-owned business means that if you have any problems or any issues, you can contact us.
Yeah.
And we will always resolve.
Look, we like this stuff. We have a passion for it. We really enjoy the technology, and we like the gear. Everybody doesn't like it, and you don't have to like it to enjoy it. You can just enjoy it and take advantage of it without understanding all the technical details. I'm not the most technical guy in the world, that's for sure, but I do understand the difference between high performance and low performance when it comes to wires and cables and power cords and networks and getting sound and picture and internet speed around your house and improving the bandwidth. And you know what? A lot of people are finally learning about Cat 6, which we've been putting in people's houses for 5 and 6 years now. They're finally learning about Cat 6, but the reality is a lot of us should be using nothing but Cat 7. It's even better. It's an even bigger pipe. It allows even better bandwidth, and it's just the right way to move information around the house. And as you want to do more and more internet streaming of video, and there's more and more people online at the same time in your house and doing different things, and there's more devices that are all connected, and you're using up that bandwidth, having a bigger pipe makes a difference, that's for sure. All right, so, Ev?
Dave?
How do we conclude this? We conclude it with, this was our first...
I don't know, I couldn't tell if you were winding down or winding up.
No, most people can't tell whether I'm winding down or winding up. All right, so I'm going to say that we are going to conclude our inaugural podcast. It's The Little Guys Home Technology. We're at 191st and LaGrange Road, where Mokena meets I-80. Check us out at thelittleguys.com. And seriously, contact us anytime with any questions. info@thelittleguys.com, or you can call us at
708-754-8844.
I'm David.
I'm Abby.
And we want to thank you for tuning in.
Bye-bye.